Hi, I'm Daisy.
Hi, I'm David.
And we're the MSA Crusaders.
Ramble on a bit more. So we wanted to talk to a few people, our listeners, about clinical trials, and not necessarily about specific clinical trials and what they're offering, what they mean, what their the hopes and dreams are, but how to be very methodical, very cautious about clinical trials that you jump into. And as Daisy's going to tell us here pretty soon, shortly after she's done reposting, everybody gets duped at some point. Me too. Right? This is like trying to teach my wife and kids and my mother about spam, like emails. Thanks to me, now I don't take credit for everything, but they know when you get a crazy link from the bank or an email to go up to the top and look at the URL, the website address, and see, does it say www.chase.com? Because if it says like chasebank.edu or .net or whatever, it's not enough. It's a real website, but it's not from Chase Bank. So there's many companies, let alone people. There's a lot of people trying to get your money, and when you have a debilitating, deadly, terminal, horrible disease, those that have money will throw every penny that we have at these miracle or promising treatments in a hope for another day. Hope I said it correctly. And we have to be very careful what we how we approach this, because if you're not careful, not only can it take tens of thousands of dollars from you or more, but I mean, we're just talking about money. I mean, it can get into identity theft. Once you give a fake company or a malicious company your information for a clinical trial you thought was real, it's will turn out to be very negative. So I actually did some research. So a little backstory about this was Daisy had sent me. Daisy and I share clinical trial information all the time. Daisy is just under 5 years with MSA, and I'm just over three. So when we see things that benefits the other person, we share these items, these clinical trials, these researches, these documents, whatever. And Daisy had sent me one that she was curious in, because I sent her one about the Ono, one of the videos on my YouTube about Ono Pharmaceutical Company. I sent her a few other ones, even the one, did I send you the one in Detroit that you actually went up to?
Yes,
Yeah,
Ono.
the Quest Diagnostics, the Quest one.
Oh, yeah, the GDNF.
Yeah.
Yes.
I sent you that, and then Daisy sent me quite a few as well, right? So we share these things. And I lost the top my topic. And we send these clinical trials to each other to help each other, but we have to be careful and look for certain things on them, because Daisy doesn't qualify for some, and I don't qualify for some as well, right? Too good or too bad. That's the way of the world. So she sent me this link about this one she was interested in. And Daisy, why don't you tell us a little bit now? Now, we don't want to get a defamation lawsuit. Okay. Well, I
No.
was chatting with you earlier. So we're going to omit the name of the clinical trial of the company, at least for now, because there's so much wrong with what they're doing.
Very.
And I will tell you here after Daisy talks about it too, about what I found out. It cannot be legit, but I'm not trying to get sued as well. So we're gonna omit the name of it. And this clinical trial is on the government's website,
Yeah,
clinicaltrials.gov.
just you can find that on
Right.
clinicaltrials.gov.
And I didn't know until yesterday when I was trying to look research for Daisy that just because you're on clinicaltrials.gov it's a database. It's not necessarily regulated by the government. So I can go get my own clinical trial. Kind of, sort of, and post it on there, and I could be a malicious person and bad things could happen.
That, well, I was talking about this weekend. Can't be safe. I mean, What if somebody's on there, they got, hey, I had a clinical trial for PTSD for children that have been abused. Then
Really?
what could happen there?
It's called Candy. That's the clinical trial. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, anything can happen if, since you can put anything you want to on that website.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And they cannot be responsible because they have that disclaimer.
So tell us about the why, so what you were looking for and why you chose this one that we're going to talk about.
Well, I chose this one because supposedly they had had some success with stem cells of the eye, and they were now moving to other different stem cells treatments. And it sounded really helpful. I was accepted. I got a letter saying I was accepted. I've been reviewed by their inspector, investigator. I had somebody that was going to help me pay for this treatment, because you did have to pay for it because it is a stem cell treatment.
Right. So let's stop right there.
Foot the bases.
How many clinical trials? Now, there may be things you have to pay for, like transportation, right? Maybe your own hotel, your own food, your own gasoline, if you use your own car, wear and tear. These are some things you probably might have to pay for. I did when I went to Detroit. But Daisy, you didn't. I mean, they flew you there, right?
Yeah,
For
I'd have my food up front and much.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, Quest Diagnostics, they practically
Hey,
paid for everything. Yeah, practically, right? I'm sure there's some candy bars they didn't get.
America.
But they told you that you're gonna have to pay how much?
$17,900.
18,000. And yet, this is a clinical trial that, for the most part, clinical trials pay for. If that $17,900 was for treatment, it wasn't for flights and parking and stuff. It was actually for the treatments you're paying for.
Right, but it's a treatment, not a clinical trial. There's where they get you.
Right. So we have a company on the clinicaltrials.gov website posing a legit company. They are legit. I'm not going to say if they're good or bad. They are legit. And yet they're on the government website for clinical trials charging
For treatment.
18,000. Yeah, the treatment, right? My personal one I had done on the north side was just over $10,000, between $10,000 and $12,000. And but that was a private company. It was not on the clinicaltrials.gov website. We went there on our own behalf seeking
Right.
somebody close that had this very specific type of stem cells. So we knew what we were doing. We were paying out of pocket. There was no insurance for that, right? So they approve you, as you said, you go through communication back and forth, and they told you, hey, it's $17,900. And who did you call first? I'm not saying it's me, but who did you call first about that?
I posted to a few different people, a doctor I know, MSA, def or Defeat MSA, and you, of course, like, help me. What do y'all think about this? Does this kind of sound legit or not?
Right.
I didn't know what to think. So, again, like I asked him, he said, it's for a treatment, not for a clinical trial, but for a treatment. There's no placebo, so you're definitely going to get the treatment. They're going to take your bone marrow and turn it into your stem cells, give it to you.
And that is an, you said it, that is a red flag. They're separating treatments from clinical trials. They're posting on on the government website only for clinical trials, but they're saying it's a treatment. And
Without placebo.
right, without placebo is your first immediate red flag for clinical trials. Nobody in the medical world respects, especially advanced research that's hit or miss, right?
Not
Without
at all.
a controlled placebo effect. Red flag number one, does your clinical trial, in this case, a treatment posing as a clinical trial, have placebos? If the answer is no, then it might be something else. Like the only time I've seen that is for like diagnostic, like MRIs, like new types of treatment, new types of diagnosing, like imaging, right? Putting different types of radiation in the body. You don't need a placebo for that. It's pretty simple.
Right.
But for treatment medicine, if there's
That's
no
what you
placebo,
those break
yeah,
them.
those are ABS brakes right there for you, right? So you did some research, you asked around, and I told you I find that very,
Odd.
yeah. And you even asked me, you said, we talked, and you asked, like, what treatment did I have? Because they were supposed to put you on anesthesia, right? Knock you out.
Yes.
Mine, they didn't. I said, well, maybe the difference in money is for anesthesia. And but I didn't know. I had no idea. So, that was the first red flag. And then, where did you do some? You did some research on it. And how did you find out that this place was more or less a scam, what it appears to be?
Well, the lady that was going to help me pay for it, she emailed me and said, I don't think this is, I've got a lot of red flags, and I really think you should look into it a little more. She sent me a video. She sent me some documents, some newspaper clippings about it. So I thought, okay, yeah, you're right. So this is when I said, David, we've got to do something. We've got to warn our people. They look up to us. There's people don't think I can trust it. It's clinicaltrials.gov. That's what my first initial response was. This is clinicaltrials.gov. There's no reason why I can't trust this. It's our government, for crying out loud.
People's last words in the United
That should have been my first red flag there. It's the
States,
government, for crying out loud. No, I'm just kidding.
that's funny. Well, that's true though, because
We're vulnerable at this point. We're thinking, I've got to save my life. There's got to be something out there that's going to save my life. We're willing to pay whatever we have to save our lives.
can I ask? I know you're gonna say yes. Can I ask a very personal, not crazy, but a personal question of you?
Of course.
We
You know
talk,
you can.
unfortunately, we talk all the time. And if there's one thing I know about you with your MSA, the clock is ticking more
And that,
faster than for me.
I feel like I'm running out of time.
Exactly. And somebody in your position, not necessarily not saying you, but somebody in your position, getting on the verge of desperate, which me too, right? We will jump at things that normally we wouldn't. Now, I went online yesterday, Daisy, and
And look for that.
it worked on my computer and not my phone. I don't know why the link. And here's my second red flag. My fingers don't work. I'm trying to get them up here for
Feel
you. There you go.
my fingers over there.
Okay, I got them up. I can't get them down. So the second red flag is, what do we all do? We go and we Google. The first time you Google this company's name, normally what comes up is the company's locations, physical office locations.
Right, why does somebody work out of one state and the treatments are done in another state?
Well, they have four or five locations. They have one overseas, I think in Dubai, so to speak. They have
Yep.
two in Connecticut, one in Florida. We're not going to go any farther past that, so people don't narrow this down. But when you go to their Google Maps,
We already narrowed it down, I'm afraid.
yeah, all
Oh,
right. Get your arm kidding.
we didn't say nothing. We didn't say no
I'm
names.
not saying no names. When you go to Google Maps, you're struck by, number one, there are no reviews. Matter of fact, there is a question on one of those locations saying, why are there no patient reviews?
And another thing, the doctor's license had been revoked. That's what I thought.
We're getting there.
Oh,
Don't get ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me,
I jumped
Melissa. Don't get ahead of me.
again. I jumped again.
No reviews, and the place looks like a house. Now, there are many places in the United States of America where we do business out of our houses. Real estate is one. Plumbing, things like electric, they live at home, but they have sometimes have offices where you come to the house and do work. I've seen dentist offices at home, like
Yeah.
silk screening, printing, shirts, hats, logos, home, right? I picked one up in Valparaiso, Indiana, with my sweaters I ordered. So in other countries, see, when I was going to go to Mexico for the $50,000 stem cells, Daisy, I looked on Google Maps. Now, other countries do things quite differently than the United States. For high-end medical treatments, $50,000, state-of-the-art, website looks nice, you you go to the location on Google Maps and you make sure you didn't get the wrong address, you go to the location, you do your diligence. It's a single floor house for $50,000. Now, I might give that a break in Mexico, but not in the US. So when we went to the Google Maps, it looks like the place I took for my it looks worse than the place we took our cat to the vet the other day.
And yet, yeah, that's yet, when you know these men are.
Yeah, they're cutting their fingers, right?
And they're filling their pockets.
Well, or something else is amiss. It is possible that's just an office and not where you do treatment at. But the third thing is, now you mentioned it, there's a few other things. Do your research. This company has no research available. None. Not only do they have no clinical trials, any research online to the website, they have no research on their website. You go to the website, look at doctors, there's no doctors posted. It says coming soon. You look at staffing on their website, coming soon, right? They have no research. So you have to question any clinical trial that has no past or prior research saying, hey, this is why we're going to this next step. And they've had 500 open spots on clinicaltrials.gov, 500 spots for 9 years. They have been recruiting, Daisy, for 9 years for 500 people. You mean to tell me you can't get 500 people in 6 months with MSA?
Right. David, just remind me, I'm going to forward you something that he sent me personally.
I haven't got to the bad stuff yet. I for you, Daisy, I looked this up top to bottom. Also, number three, you look at the doctors. When I went to the Mayo Clinic, I knew my movement disorder specialist was in the Navy for so many years. He had his fellowship. They call it something else. I know how many tours he did, how many sailings. I know what he specialized in the Armed Forces in the Navy, and what he specialized outside in the private sector. I knew a lot about him. I knew two papers he had written. I had read the papers he had written about MSA and Daisy, we talked about traumatic brain injury, TBI, and the relation to smoking and hereditary things. I did my research on the doctor. He had his licensing, many licenses. I don't agree with the doctor, but you know, he's qualified, he's current, he's skilled. He has a major, lengthy past. And you look up these two doctors, two of them, their licenses were revoked in others. California revoked their licenses in the last 3 years. And just last year, or end of 2022, Florida revoked one of them. They surrendered their licenses because of lawsuits. No less than 25 lawsuits.
Did you say that they were on 60 Minutes?
No, I didn't get that far. If you had 60 Minutes, you are horrible.
Really? Really? I had to research hard once I found out I was getting all these weird flags, you know. I was like, wait a minute, here.
You know what killed me, though? So all that stuff aside, what we talked about.
I don't sell for it.
What got me was this company, which in their name, the company name speaks of stem cells. The company just to very recently was only an eye doctor facility.
Yep.
Oncology. What are they?
I can't say.
It was say to let me do that. They were a optometrist for crying
out. Ophthalmologist. Yes. There we go.
Right. And when you go to the clinicaltrial.gov website and their own website, now they're talking about neurodegenerative diseases. You see, when I went to my clinical, my private stem cells, the doctors, one of them was a major neuroscience, like master's, PhD. He had every credential. Now, does that mean it works and it's perfect and it's going to be great? No. But at least they have the background to offer these types of treatments. They have no such background, no credentials, medical association. The Association for Ophthalmology, the eye doctors, revoked their licenses.
Yep.
So what do you do, Daisy, when you get fired from McDonald's? you go work at something else. Well, so I say this to my workers
Burger
recently.
King.
Another line of work. I would tell my employees, if you get blackballed in telecommunications, you can't work in any telecommunications across the industry, across the country. So you would have to go to some other field of work. When they take your license for eye doctors, what are you gonna do next? Because you can't practice medicine with eyes. So what do you do?
Go to the
Neurology.
ring.
Yeah. Apparently, they're getting sued no more than 30 times right now, no less than 30 to 28 times. They took patients that had practically no vision and were giving them stem cells, the treatment, so that which is, this is the conclusion of these articles and online, is that so that when they have medical malpractice, the person practically has no vision anyway. No harm, no foul. We take the money, they lose some more vision or all, the rest of it, and well, we tried our best. That is crazy.
Isn't
20,000. They offered to take your bone marrow derived stem cells, similar to what I have, from everything from degenerative diseases like paraplegia, okay, right, dementia, ALS, and autism. And we do your research and say they were just treating eyes 2 years ago, and now they're
the
full blown into the brain. Like something doesn't make sense here. And they have no medical background for the neural part of neurodegeneration, right? Neurologists, none of that stuff.
Yeah, we've got to look out for our people. If I fell for it, if I almost got really injured myself, yes, then how many other people might have this happen to them?
Right? Especially those that have nothing to lose, like us, right?
And if our government's not keeping us safe, who is?
Yeah. Well, it's very nice that they actually have a database that we're not knocking the government, right? But we all
I
know.
shouldn't let people, just anybody on their put.
Yeah, well, there has to be some vetting process. But the problem was they are vetted because they are NIH certified. So, I mean, they have three credentials. I can look it up real quick. But the FDA, the National Institute of Health, and something else where they were allowed to post because they had their credentials. But just be Daisy, I'm a father, a wife, and two children, two daughters. And just because you have a driver's license does not mean you can drive, Daisy.
That is so true, dude. So true.
I mean, just because they have a license, NIH certificate to get on and post things online with the government does not mean they know what they're doing. Which is, it's the way of the world. Don't rely on the government for your own safety and protection, right? You have to do these things yourselves. The government is a great tool. The government is a great asset when it's kicking on all cylinders, but it's not the catch-all, solve-all under no circumstances.
Yeah.
So they were charging, which is why I thought about you. They were charging, it looks like in the Florida office, about $20,000 for treatments. Gotta mute that. There you go. Hey, if you want to watch yourself on live, you just gotta mute it. So, the funny thing is one of those doctors had his medical licenses forfeited and he surrendered them from the AAO, the American Academy of Ophthalmology, whatever. Right?
Hardware ophthalmic,
Very,
yeah.
very interesting. Right, so let's pretend my name is David Knox and I'm the doctor, and I got my clearances revoked. Suspiciously, there is another person called Dave Knox, not David Knox, but Dave
right.
Knox, that now all of a sudden is given his treatments. But he doesn't.
But
He also,
he's not doing anything but answering the phone and scheduling people. That's what
yeah.
he's doing.
And then they reached out for comment, and the person at the desk said, well, they said something very half-assed about it. I got to read what she said, but they hung up on them. Basically said like go to hell or something. It's like no professional place. is going to hang up on you. They say, you know what, we have no comment, or we'll get back to you, you know, something like that. But the way that the person who answered the phone hung up on them is, it's not a professional.
Unprofessional.
Yeah, not at all. So, very important to...
Did you get that email sent you?
I probably always get them.
This is his response.
Ah, holy moly, that's... Who was that? Oh, Mr. The doctor from the clinical trial. Yeah. Well, I have a second look at this.
Right.
Very few diseases are ever cured. You're correct.
I never promised anything. Nothing was ever promised.
This came straight from the doctor.
No cures.
We thought that RTT would help us with our research and make our neurologic stem cell treatment more available, but there was not enough interest, and we decided not to continue. RTT just went back to NEST. We got caught. We got caught is what that says. We're getting sued too many times, so we're going to stop the program that's not working and sucking money out of people and go back to what we normally do. Right.
Busted.
Yeah, I can go forever. So, research, right? The first thing I do whenever a drug, a treatment, a whatever comes out, is we have to do our own research, and that is looking at medical journals. I spend more time on the American Medical Journal Association than I do on Google. You wouldn't believe it, but I spend more time on medical websites for the government because they have to submit papers of their studies and progress and whatever, right? Good or bad, they have to. If you look at all my videos on YouTube, I quote a lot of those sources saying, here they are, this is why I think this might have a chance. So medical journals is big. Government health agencies is gigantic, we can look out. Medical institutions. Not only does Mayo Clinic do world-renowned treatments, but they also have their own publications. Now, it might conflict with other institutions and governments, but they do their own research. Good. They're doing stuff that we can look at and we can criticize it. We can compare and contrast it with other things, right? So doing our research is absolutely the most important thing we can ever do when it comes to clinical trials.
Yes, I'm so glad we're having it. One, I feel like we're trust coming on to talk.
You got to. You got because right when I had my stem cells done, what the main thing I read was depending what type of stem cells. So I got pluripotent stem cells, the second best, only second to embryo. And a lot of these stem cells are MSCs, mesenchymal stem cells, the middle range, the third. And when you see people getting vast amounts of MSCs, stem cells, if they are not done correctly, they will clump up in your body and cause things such as tumors or anything. They're made to take the form and shape of other cells, of other structures in your body, not bone, but muscles, ligaments, stuff like that. And if you don't get those spread correctly, or they go and do whatever they want to, or it's the wrong stem cell for the wrong treatment, you have bigger problems what you start off with. Which is why I wanted to get the pluripotent stem cells, because I wanted only for the brain. If they were below the neck, whatever. They can do whatever they want. Nothing's going to happen. I want them to go up and stay up, you know?
My question is one treatment enough? Because I've read that they need to keep regenerating, so they need more good cells and more good cells.
Well, let's ask this question. You ever had the flu?
Yes.
Is one dose of antibiotics ever, like, always enough?
No.
No. Sometimes it's two doses, three doses. Sometimes you gotta switch types of medicine. I was told that one after 6 months and then the second one would be beneficial because, you have to, it's like a pothole, right? You can fix the pothole, but at some point you gotta come back and replace the part of the concrete. So,
gotta carry on maintenance.
Yeah. So you gotta get the body up to where it's supposed to be, at least close to it, then the stem cells have a more active, better time. And that's really what Sim Cells does. Sim Cells will come, not only do they try to fix things, but they fix your body. They try to fix your body so you become more healthy. The lady we had on our podcast that had Sim Cells before MSA, she got MSA, right? She had autonomic failure, everything. Sim Cells,
Carrie?
Yeah, Carrie brought almost all of her symptoms back to normal. And then, unfortunately, you know, MSA came. But that's what Sim Cells are supposed to do. They're supposed to fix what's damaged so we're more healthy, and the healthier the person, the better you react to stem cells. So that's why they always want like two treatments instead of one to get your health up, and then the second one's going to take it from normal health and it has a
keep better, it up.
Yeah, it has a higher chance of success.
Keep on keeping out.
So we know this place that you're looking into had absolutely zero clinical evidence. They had no evaluations or treatments. They did not undergo any rigorous clinical trials. That none of them were approved by any regulatory authorities. And it was simply a lack of completely a lack of evidence. Now, we're not yelling at you.
Right? No,
I mean, for instance, we had a lady on our podcast. She's down in her and her husband are down in Argentina, Chile.
Oh yeah, Anne and Al. I mean, Lynn and Al. Sorry, Lynn.
They're down in South America, and they're spending a good amount of money for
4 months.
A few months, right? But it's just not a one-stop shop. Saying, "Hey, give me your money, one shot of stem cells, and go home." It's a whole regiment. Because the reason that they're down there doing physical therapy, the more your body gets back into shape, the more the stem cells can survive and improve your body. That is, now I'm shaky about the place down there too, but not for bad reasons though. It's out of the country, but they have 4 months of trying to get you healthy. That seems pretty reliable to me. That sounds good.
But what we gotta watch out for is people like me being so vulnerable to want to save a goal, to save a life. I'm gonna pick up on something like this and almost do it. How many other people are gonna do that?
Oh, you're gullible already.
More so when I'm trying to save my life, though.
Oh, I got you. I'm making sure we differentiate there. And opinions, right? What strikes me about all these people, like, I gave stem cells a one shot. I don't think I'll do it again. Maybe one more time. Maybe, right? But the normal doctors we have, especially our neurologists and movement disorders neurologists, they're not thrilled about it. About, like, stem cells and these experimental treatments, just because they know from their own treatments there's nothing out there to slow MSA down, except maybe diet and exercise, right? Like Parkinson's, there's nothing to slow down. So, you know, they're not even optimistic. I get so many chats in Reddit and other websites I post on saying, hey, you know, they're curing MSA down here, it's in full remission, blah, blah, blah. If that was the case, Daisy, they would be billionaires right now.
And more of the world would be doing it.
Right. At least mimicking it, right? But they're not billionaires. They're living out of huts in these other second world countries. And, you know, you just can't believe the hype. That's the problem. So expert opinions, right? You did something. You messaged your doctor. Dr. Dahl. Right? You talked to some other people who have some knowledge of the MSA and in the community. I asked my doctors before I did mine. So consulting with medical opinions that specialize in these diseases is everything. You got to make sure. I'm sorry?
Number one.
Yeah, that's the first thing. You got to get an expert. Now, it's their own opinion.
First, I want to say something. If you got a funny feeling, go with that feeling first. That's number one.
Go with the funny feeling?
Go with that gut instinct.
Ah, there you go. Yes, absolutely. A funny feeling is my wife smacked me in the back of the head.
Saying, no, no, no.
Don't do it. Yeah, well, I mean, how many times do we tell each other we got nothing to lose, right?
All the time I lose. And then my famous words right there.
And we don't, because you know, I know plenty of people in my wife's family that, you know, you go to get treatment for this, and it messes this up over here, and now they're dead. You know, just because the wrong person did the wrong thing at the wrong time and
Yeah.
overly complicated something, and now it's death. Horrible. Number five, no patient testimonials. I have never, Daisy, I have never bought anything, a microphone, a stand, a camera, a headset, without looking. Right. Wee, it's pretty nice. I like it. I got a pretty good arm. I have never, my desk, I have
Wonder why your
never,
voice changed there.
right, well, I can change here. I got other settings. I have never bought anything, especially electronic, cars and stuff, without doing research, without looking at reviews, what other people said. You mentioned to me about a medicine, a different type of medicine. I looked it up, and in June, I'm gonna ask my doctor to see if he wants to prescribe it instead of leave it up a carbidopa, instead of cinnamon.
Oh, they're sorry.
Yeah, right. We do things, but when you're at the place you're going for treatment or clinical trials for anything, when they have zero reviews on Google. Google's the most popular website, I mean, for the most part, in the world. Not only do they have zero reviews, but zero comments.
Success stories.
Wow, yeah, right? The clinical trial, the stem cell treatment I went to had testimonials. Now, those testimonials, Daisy, are probably handpicked, right? Five stars, do
Right.
great, would recommend, you know, five stars on Yelp, but they have them. What appears to be legitimate. But when you have nothing,
Yeah.
you're gonna trust your
Was...
$17,000 to nothing?
It's called desperation. Well, not without desperate.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll fall for that mess. I'm glad I didn't.
That's a lot of tequila that you would have, you know, waste, you know, that you'd spend instead.
Man, I wanted to drink that night when I was going through all this. But I'll
But
tell you what, I haven't had a schedule though. May 14th.
14th?
Yeah.
For where?
I went ahead and scheduled it with them.
Oh, with the quote unquote clinic, the one that we're
Yeah.
talking about. Yeah, look, we scheduled for the one in Mexico before. We're like, it just a couple of red flags that make me wonder about it.
We ran out of spaces quickly.
Yeah. Or you got to though, right? You hurry up and limit the time off, or buy a stem cell, get a stem cell half off, right? You want two? There you go. I mean, that's the thing though. That's, we're desperate, and it's okay to be desperate.
Not just for us, but for our families.
Yeah, but it's not okay to be blind. Number six would be things for looking for, red flags would be like alternative medicine. There are a lot of other therapies and complementary supports that are out there, but they should not replace evidence-based medical treatments. So I'm very skeptical of natural medicine, holistic medicine, whatever you want to call it, just because, you get people say, oh, marijuana or this herb. Now, again, I have this gentleman on an MSA, the Zoom call we do. And he talks about this type of tea. I forget what it is, but we saw it in London, believe it or not. Look, I gotta get this tea. And this type of tea is supposed to have these antioxidants that get into your body, just like black tea does, and improve things. And he said that he's seen many things. I looked it up, and there's a couple people that say, yeah, it looks legit. But it really, how we feel before and after starting something really depends on a lot of things. And I can tell you, when I take my Adderall, I feel much better about MSA. When I don't take my Adderall, I feel lazy, tired, pain, a lot more things hit me because I'm not moving around. So, alternative medicines are great. There's a lot of things out there that they do well for. But even then, maybe if there's an alternative medicine that can help you with instead of stem cells, great. But you still gotta do research on that. right? My wife was prescribed, I think iron, or she was deficient with some type of metal. And over-the-counter medication doesn't fix it, so she has to get infusions like every week. So even though she's taking alternative or natural medicine, it still doesn't substitute for the real thing, at least what medicine is. So making sure that we definitely look for alternative treatments instead of, maybe we want stem cells, but we don't need stem cells. It really depends on the disease, you know. Then also, as we talked about earlier, regulatory compliance, right? Are they licensed? Not anymore. Are they accredited? No, they got disbarred.
No.
Are they got kicked off to the AO.
One of them did.
No, they both did. One forfeit. He surrendered it.
The
other one got taken away. So,
but the other one is still doing it.
Yeah, and I don't know. It must be some laws in Florida that allow that.
It's like, how in the world?
Well, so if you're a medical doctor, you can still do a lot of things. You don't necessarily need a license for every specialty. I'm saying that correctly. It's just better if you do. I mean, how many times has your PCP worked on taking care of children? They do. Do they do it all the time? No, but they will. But, you know, there's pediatricians, specialists in children that you really want to go to. So, you know, unfortunately, what we know, I get a lot of my information from overseas, including China and UK, Ireland, Australia, places that we have interviews from our podcast from. And if there was a breakthrough, we would have heard about it.
Especially in my time of going through all this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've been searching for answers longer than I have, right? So
it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. I will say that there is one that is lucrative that I've tried, but once again, I'm past that line in the sand.
What's that line in the sand for you?
The past 4 years.
Yeah, right? So now we got Daisy, who's, you know, I mean, I'm just over three. Depending if it, there's years since diagnosing, and there's years since onset of symptoms.
Onset.
Yeah, and every clinical trial is slightly different, but
most of them are 4 years of onset.
Yeah. You know, I think the best thing I did when I went for my stem cells at a private company, it was not clinical trials, was at the meeting point at a hotel lobby, we were able to talk with a few people who had the treatment before. And some people were there for the third, fourth, fifth time, probably for sports. And there's a couple there for people who had strokes. And they had seen some good improvement. Not great, but good improvement. So it was worth it to keep coming back. And that was really something that was good for us to do, was to see and talk to people that had the procedures done in person, face to face. You can't make that up. They're going back in for the second, third, fourth, fifth treatment, and seeing how they value something like stem cells or any treatment, you know. But also, cost of treatment. Generally, in the United States of America, you don't pay for clinical trials.
Right.
So definitely have to be careful about that.
And that's why I was like, why is there a cost?
Yeah, I told you. I said, that's not. I kept telling you, no.
Don't you have grants that cover this?
Something.
My insurance helped me out?
Yeah, even when I went to my clinical trial, or my stem cell treatment, which was not a clinical trial, they had honest reviews saying, look, the people that get this for Parkinson's, because they didn't have an MSA yet. They treated someone with MSA, but they didn't have a review. They treated a lot of Parkinson's. And the reviews we got from Parkinson's, they said about 10 to 15% improvement. So, you know, Parkinson's is much easier to try to tackle because it's no longer considered a terminal disease. You can get things better. You can't get back to where you were, but, you know, it's easier to treat symptoms with Parkinson's than it is with MSA. So I knew going in that, if Parkinson's is only getting 10 to 15% per the patients, I'm probably going to get a lot less, if anything, with MSA, right?
Just with the MS, most of the deaths occur by falls or by aspiration.
Yeah, aspiration pneumonia is, oh, that sucker's coming on strong with me.
That's a killer there. Everywhere.
That is, if there's one thing I can't, I do not like, it's falling. Like, I'm too old for this. And, hold on one second. And I have finally realized that we say things we don't mean, per se. We all say, oh, something went down my windpipe. When in actuality, it did not. It got stuck in your throat, in your esophagus, you know, for going down to your stomach. But we say windpipe because we choked on it.
Right.
And only when you have something like MSA,
where do you really choke on it?
Right, with esophagitis, where the flap that separates air for lungs to stomach your food, when the
bilge
goes down in the air, do we actually mean our windpipe? That is not the same feeling at all.
No, my gosh, does it hurt?
It is. Thank God I had a dissolving pill. It wasn't a capsule, but it was a chalky pill for like a heartburn.
The gel coating?
No, nothing. It's a straight white pill. If you touch it, it's kind of chalky to the touch, so it's going to dissolve.
Oh.
At least it was that, because if it would have been like a Tylenol or Advil, like that was coated.
Mine was a stool softener.
Oh, yeah.
Went down there. Oh, my gosh. I coughed and coughed. I was coughing in little beads up. Oh my god.
Some constipated lungs.
But that's it burned.
My mom did it. She's never seen me choke before. And in the sink in London, it seemed like 10 straight minutes, solid minutes. I couldn't get the sucker out. I couldn't get a half a word out. And I was like, it's right here. I can feel it. I was trying to like push it up. I was trying to do something. I was trying to nothing. Aspiration pneumonia is
horrible.
I've had pneumonia many times in my life. Not aspiration pneumonia, but regular pneumonia. And that was an eye opener that I really saw my life in the future passing before my eyes from aspiration pneumonia. That's for sure.
I got bronchitis from the aspiration.
Really?
Luckily.
So yeah, they go full tilt boogie, and that's good. I guess, you know.
Man, does it burn trying to cough that stuff up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's raw.
It is, literally. It's horrible.
It's like you fell and skidded your throat on the ground or something. This is weird.
Yeah, a little road burn in there.
Yeah. It's like taking a catheter out.
There you go.
The burn, right? Pretty much. So, you know, we wanted to get on here. And, you know, we've been on for about an hour, and we wanted to definitely talk about being careful, you know, doing our due diligence for not only clinical trials, just because it is a legit doctor, specialist, whatever, generally is good, but there are so many people from all walks of life, including doctors, that unfortunately are trying to get a quick buck at your expense. And by no means are we saying doctors are bad. No. But there's always one bad apple in the bunch, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta do due diligence. You have to look into these things before, not only before you risk your life, you're worsening your condition or death, but also the very valued resources that we have left.
You're shortening what you have left.
Yeah, I mean, we as disabled, you know, persons now, we don't have an endless supply of money. Like before, making a lot more money.
But the main thing is we have to look out for each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember, we're all as MSA crusaders, so we look after each other, take care of one another.
You just had to squeeze that in there.
I sure did.
Go ahead.
I did not feel alone during this. I'm glad I had you and Phil and everybody else, but I don't know. I wouldn't have done it if I wouldn't have been so far along. Wanted to hurry up into it. but mostly I trusted clinicaltrials.gov.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. Well, I still do. I still trust clinicaltrials.gov, but through this
But
experience, I
do your
realized,
research.
yeah, I realized that they don't vet every clinical trial that's on
They need to hire more people.
there. No, it's a waste of money. No, that's not the answer. What are you, a Democrat?
Ready to work. Do your work.
80,000 more IRS agents. No, that's not the answer. I'm like,
Do your work.
it's okay to be a Democrat and a Republican.
We want to talk about politics.
Sure we do. Anyway, anything else you'd like
But
to add?
I just want to say we wanted to warn you. Make sure you do your homework. Don't be like me. Go to school.
Don't be a yes person too, right? I think what we have to do is look at treatments and step back.
Slow down.
Yeah, take a step back and let a day go by, let a week go by, something.
Smell the roses.
Yeah. Now, if it's a major company, Eli Lilly, and they're legit. Chances are everything is legit, right? But when I looked up the name of this company, and the first thing I saw was they changed their trademark name 2 years ago from an eye doctor facility. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, this can't be
Something's
good.
not
David's Tire and Auto Repair is now a eye doctor facility.
Dave. He took out the V and the E. He put and the I.
Yeah, if things are fishy, they probably are. If things are too good to be true, they probably are, unfortunately.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I was looking at LinkedIn in my life, but I'd rather do it this way than be sorry.
Can you imagine?
Not do it.
You could take that $17,900 and have a nice vacation or a better wheelchair, a better car, fix some things,
Finish knocking off your bucket list.
Yeah, for sure, right? I'm going to another island, some more beaches and tequila.
I'm through traveling.
What? Don't say that. Never.
It's too tiring.
I'm gonna find you a clinical trial at the University of Florida, and you're gonna get you some heat and some sunshine.
Long as I got adjustable beds.
I'm sure they
I
do.
can't go without my bed anymore.
I
That was
will.
horrible.
Yeah, I will say if you're going to cruise, definitely get the ADA rooms because the handicap rooms are gigantic on a cruise ship. Oh my
Do
goodness.
they have adjustable beds?
The one we had, I didn't look for. I would say no, but you're probably gonna get a suite for that. $20,000.
I pay a pretty penny.
Yeah, well, just
Tongue twister.
put your husband underneath let him in between the mattresses, and you lay back on him.
Yeah, there you go.
He's
But
very
really,
hard.
I was like, David, we've got to get on and do a podcast about this. We've got to tell people and warn our people, because a lot like me are probably trusted that, Yeah, I trust it, but you look up there at the top. You'll see the triangle with the exclamation point in the middle of it. It's yellow. It's not red. It's yellow.
It's a warning. Yeah.
But read it.
Absolutely. You gotta pump the brakes from time to time. Anything new and exciting with you coming up?
No,
Since
not right now. I
answer my
do.
question.
I did get on. Oh, and now in California scheduled. I'm working on getting it scheduled. So,
California?
yep. I tried to go to Florida, but you had to live there for 32 days before you could do the trial.
Think my mom sent me to get off the podcast. I had to answer her question, her text message.
They said it was one in Texas, but I can't find it, and they can't find the number. So, the only one else I could find was Farmington Hill, Illinois, or California.
For which trial was that?
092808.
Oh, the one I had my video on. Yeah. Well, they're coming to Chicago in April, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'd love to do F434.
yeah, ATH 434.
That's the one we're going to talk to,
Yeah.
but I'm past the line on that one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I still have I got to reach back out to them too. I'm glad you mentioned that. I've been waiting on for them to get the other trial. I'm not sure which one I want, ATH 434 or the Ono.
I know it's kind of hard to decide, right?
In my opinion, there's been a lot more people with ATH434 that.
Carolyn is going to do that.
Yeah, how do you say this nicely? That if there would have been some successes, we probably would have heard about them, in my own opinion. And Ono is pretty newish, so I'm not sure. It's like I don't want this, the I don't want the treatment, the same old that everybody else has. I'm trying to go for something more around the curves, so to speak. So I'm probably going to wait for the Ono next month and do that one. But I don't
Well,
know. Aren't they supposed to be in our podcast? ATH434, is that them?
yes.
Yeah, so you know what? If we get that
See,
scheduled.
that's why I kind of want to stay with ATH434 because we are going to talk to them. So I sent them an email and said, help me.
Still up for debate which one I'm gonna get. So, ATH434,
Come on over.
Yeah. Well,
Have a seat.
they reached out and they definitely want to talk to us. So, in either case, we can't go wrong with whichever one we try.
No, you're gonna try or you don't know.
Exactly. I agree.
Then you're gonna wonder what if I would have done that.
Yeah, because remember, and this is something you have to look at too, more than me per se, right? Clinical trials normally go about a year. They'll keep up with you over 3 years, but the treatment is about a year for most of these,
18 months, so.
right? And if, well, yeah, it depends on the trial. And if you, like for you, right, you probably have a chance to get into one more, honestly, for the way these exclusion criteria are. Me, I'm just over three. I might have a chance to get into two. It just depends.
A lot of them say you must have about 3 years worth of life left too.
Yeah, you got
So
about
then
another 4 years.
another thing that kind of hurts. Well, I had a lot of odds against me. I'll say that.
You're still kicking though. As long as you keep the
Well,
podcast.
I gotta hurry up and get in one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I've heard great things from ATH434. I mean, the research from the data they submitted that's on their website looks phenomenal.
It does.
Not a cure, but it looks great. I mean, and Ono is pretty new, so. I was like, do you want to? I don't know. It's a coin flip at this point.
Well, with me, I might have the only one choice, though.
Well, oh yeah, Ono is, yeah, because you can't get into 434, can
No,
you?
no, I want to talk to the CEO, the big boy.
Yeah, drive to the headquarters, Daisy.
Well, that's a CEO that wants to come on our show.
Doctor CEO, absolutely.
Stamel?
Wasn't Doctor Dahl? Wasn't he a part of that 434?
Tac 341.
Tac 431. Okay, 341.
That was another one that passed. Passed that line.
You know what they say? Could be worse. You could have no opportunities left.
Yeah, I mean, he set me down and he basically told me that. Unfortunately, you're past that mark. And you're probably not going to be eligible for any clinical trials. So imagine how disheartening that felt.
Until I found you one. Yeah.
Oh,
Until
there we go, there we go.
Dave the man found you a clinical trial, Daisy. I got you. I
I got my
got
fingers
you.
crossed. Oh, here. I got my fingers crossed.
That's not gonna happen. We're gonna move the fingers like this. There you go. Is that cheating if we use our chin? Right
Or
hand?
other hand.
Right hand's pretty good, so. Because I'm a righty. Yeah, not too bad.
Got my fingers crossed this one of these will work anyway.
I'm sure our viewers don't want to see our gang signs over here. We're the 2-2 gang,
Let's talk about that occupational therapy and the phys and the minor skills. Minor skills, fine motor skills.
Next podcast. Next live podcast,
Okay.
So I'm going to export
This will.
this and get this on our Spotify and Podbean and iHeartRadio, things like that too.
Okay, guys, remember, we're all MSA Crusaders. Watch
Watch out
out
for
for
each
each
other.
other. Till next time, I'll see
See you
you
next
next
time.
week.